Doing a deep dive. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's what President Biden says he's done with four possible nominees for the Supreme Court. In an NBC interview, the president said he believes some Republicans will support his nominee.
For the following reason, I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
The president met with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday to discuss a choice who he's promised will be the first black woman nominated to the high court. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse tells reporters,
"We were all excited by the candidates we've heard about. We all have enormous confidence in President Biden's judgment. We are very aware of the historic nature of this appointment and very proud of that."
President Biden reacting to January's inflation rate of 7.5%, the highest in 40 years, saying he's going to work like the devil, as he puts it, to bring down gas prices. But that's just one of the consumer prices that soared over the past year.
Food at the grocery store overall up 7.4% over the past 12 months. Increases across the board. Meat, poultry, fish, eggs up 12.2% year over year. Cereal and bakery products up 6.8%.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. Stocks tumbled on inflation and interest rate worries. The Dow lost 526 points. Olympic snowboarding champ Shaun White wraps up his final Winter Games without a medal.
A promising start on his third run ended up with the Flying Tomato crashing, his score landing him in fourth, and White failing to get on the medal stand for this, his final Olympic event of his career.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. And the defending champion U.S. women's hockey team rallied today to beat the Czech Republic 4-1 in the quarterfinals. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tesla recalls more than 500,000 cars and SUVs to fix a boombox function
that allows them to play music and sound effects over an external speaker while the cars are being driven, which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says can obscure audible warnings for pedestrians that are federally mandated on EVs. Tesla is saying over-the-air updates will turn the function off when in gear. It's the fourth Tesla recall in the last 2 weeks as the federal government appears to be increasing scrutiny of the nation's largest and only non-union automaker. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
With the Super Bowl happening Sunday in L.A., some Republican lawmakers are urging the state to lift COVID restrictions.
California remains under a COVID-19 state of emergency, but Republican state legislators are asking, is it really necessary to continue? I'm arguing that even Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't take his own emergency declaration seriously because he was photographed at the NFC game without a mask while posing with Magic Johnson. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers wins his fourth NFL MVP award. Elon Musk says the first orbital flight of his towering SpaceX Starship could come in another month or two. He says he anticipates some failures, but he's confident Starship will reach orbit by the end of the year. Starship is the world's most powerful rocket ever built, and NASA plans to use it to land astronauts on the moon as early as 2025. And Willie Nelson plans to release his new album, A Beautiful Time, on April 29th, his 89th birthday.
I'll never love you
Nelson will be on the road again starting in March with an appearance in Chris Stapleton's Concert for Kentucky. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.